Archers for the week 27th of October to 1st November 2002.
Simon's being the perfect husband.
Can you shut the window?
Oh, sorry, honey.
Are you sure you don't mind doing this on a Sunday?
Of course not.
And it was a good time for David, too.
Sure.
We've got to get back on track with the lamb. Mm. The marketing's gone right downhill. It's hard to shift even the prime cuts at the moment.
How long will you be?
I thought I'd have a look at the wheat while I'm there as well. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We could be a while. I want to discuss the spray programme.
I'll be fine. I'll wait.
I mean, I don't want it to cut into my week. I've got so behind on the farm.
No. That was down to me.
Oh, well, whatever. Hey, that was some breakfast you made us.
It'll set you up for the day.
Finish me off.
Can't have my wife looking peaky.
Yeah, I reckon I lost about half a stone over the last 3 weeks.
Well, I'm going to feed you up and take good care of you.
I like this.
No, you deserve it. Do you want to do anything special later?
What?
Oh, we could drive out somewhere. Have lunch.
More food.
Well, this clock change always makes me hungry. I lose track of what I'm supposed to eat.
Well, let me see how we go. Oh, was that a for sale sign?
Huh? Oh, I missed it.
Oh, yeah, I think it was.
It's way out from the village.
Yeah, near Edgeley, really. No good.
And I don't want a main road.
It's hardly main.
Mm. Oh, did Jennifer say if she enjoyed the harvest supper?
Eventually. She said she spent the first half of it avoiding Pat and Tony.
Oh, the potato wars.
Yeah. But then they made it up.
So all's well.
A truce. Tony was unbearably smug the rest of the evening because everyone was raving about the Bridge Farm potato salad.
Oh, I can't wait to get stuck into village life.
Are you up yet?
What do you think? I'm lying in bed reading a bonk buster.
Hey, good news. I can come over tonight for a couple of hours. Are you in?
Of course I'm in. Great.
Jenny's going out. Alice is off to a sleepover party.
Half-term, is it?
Yeah.
I used to love midnight feasts.
From what I gather, they don't so much eat all night as try on each other's accessories.
What time then?
8.
Will you want feeding?
No, Jenny will cook me something.
How is he, Trevor?
Fine. Wonderful with the cows.
Good.
Very careful, you know?
That's important.
He has got an impulsive streak, though.
Oh, I was wondering. He was sounding a bit sickly.
Pip's still got him on a pedestal. It's Chabba this, Chabba that. Oh. She was so shy with him at first.
I remember.
But now she can't shut up about him.
Oh, give her a cuddle from Granny.
Yeah. Shame he couldn't come down for half term.
Your dad's got a lot on at work.
For a change.
And he's been catching up with the jobs around the house this weekend. He painted the garage doors yesterday.
He could pay someone for that.
Well, you know what he's like, bless him.
Yeah. Never trust anyone to do a job as well as he can.
Exactly. Do you want to work with him?
If he's there.
Oh, he's digging over one of the beds at the minute.
Oh, well, don't disturb him.
You sure?
I'll speak to him next week.
Right. So what are the Bens up to?
Oh, nothing special. Phil and Jill are coming over for Halloween.
Oh, yes?
Pip's got one or two outings planned with friends.
And how's her piano playing coming on?
And Phil says she's making good progress. We're pleased with a new teacher, but we don't want to force her too much in case it stops being fun.
Ah, very wise.
Ruth?
Oh, hold on, Mum. In here, David.
Ruth? Sorry.
It's Mum.
Oh, say hi for me.
Did you hear that?
Give him my love.
Simon and Debbie have just driven into the yard.
Oh, you've got to go, Pet.
Yeah, I'll speak to you next weekend.
Righto.
Love to Dad.
Bye now.
Bye. Why Simon?
I don't know.
I hope I haven't got to entertain him while you and Debbie are working. There's things I need to get on with.
Well, he might just be dropping her off.
Hope so.
Hey, you might get some juicy details.
What about?
Well, about their split, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Simon, come and look.
What?
Over here, the calf.
Let's see. Oh, cute.
It's beautiful. Hello.
Not very old.
No.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Ruth.
Just admiring this little one.
Oh, yeah.
How old? He was born last Thursday.
Oh.
He's great.
Yeah, he had quite a party in attendance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Fallon and Jazz over here.
Why?
Well, it's because Fallon fancies her chances with Jabba.
Oh.
She was hanging around the yard.
And Jazza was at the loose end, so he was looking for Fallon.
Oh, the plot thickens.
I don't know. I've missed out on all the gossip lately.
Well, they didn't stay till the bitter end, though. They got a bit squeamish.
Can't say I'm very good with all that either.
So it's working out well having him here.
He's made himself indispensable. We've got it all worked out. He does the milking and I do the records.
Mm, good team, then.
And the yields are great at the moment.
Yeah, he's always keen to learn, isn't he, love?
Oh, that's a good sign.
I wish he could stay longer and help me develop the
herd. I guess he's cheap, too.
Simon.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean
to. Okay. Do you want a coffee before you start?
I'd rather get on. What about you?
Yeah, I never say no.
Right, come in the house, then.
Yeah, thanks. Bye, honey.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
You seem to be getting on well. Things all right now?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Thanks, David.
You wanted to talk about Hassett Hills.
We need to do something.
Oh, I know. It's my fault. I wish I had more time to make
it. Oh, no. You've always got a lot on.
No, I've let things slide.
Well, me too. I haven't had much of a handle on anything recently.
Oh.
I mean, it's mad for us to have developed a terrific specialist brand and still be selling our lamb onto the free buy market.
I know, you're right.
And the reason we did it in the first place was to avoid the lottery of market prices.
Sure.
But I thought the restaurant sales would go well at least.
Too much competition. Everyone's got the same idea, and then you get beaten down on price.
Well, from now on, I'm going to put a lot more effort in. There you go.
Thank you.
Careful, Josh. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
None's built anyway.
Naughty boy. Ben wants his bear, Pip.
Okay.
Well, cheers.
You know you're Debbie's husband?
Yeah.
She's much younger than you.
Pip? Oh, I'm really sorry.
It's okay. Pip, come here. Have you got a favorite pop star?
Gareth Gates.
Yeah, right. Well, you're younger than him.
Yeah, see?
Suppose.
Sorry, do you take sugar, Simon?
No, thanks.
Right, Josh, that's enough. Pip, take him out of here.
Oh.
Do as I say, please.
Not fair.
Just do it.
Come on, Josh.
It's not like this at yours.
No.
I dimly remember the days of peaceful Sunday mornings.
I don't usually surface before 11 if I can possibly help it.
So this is early for you.
I wanted to spend the day with Debbie.
She seems very happy.
Looking radiant, isn't she?
It's good to see you're both okay.
Never better. So, come here, young man. How old are you?
He's 8 months.
Uh-huh. Oh, a big fella.
Do you want to hold him?
Okay. Yeah. Come on in.
Okay.
Come on in, Ben.
Out you go.
Yeah. Oh, a bad hair day.
Sorry, Simon. I think he's hungry.
As long as it's not me.
No. That's nice. I'm glad you're here. I can hardly get out of the bath on my own anymore.
I'm not surprised.
Don't stop.
I'm sorry, m'lady. I thought you were ready to get out.
Not yet.
Wish I could get in.
Then we'd really be stuck. We'd have to phone for the fire brigade.
We'd have some explaining to do.
Shame I can't give birth here and now in the bath, with you beside me.
Oh, no, I'm not sure about that.
Nonsense. You're a natural. How many lambs have you seen into the world? I hope it has your sense of humour.
Oh, I can't wait to be a father again.
Not long now.
Wish I could stay tonight.
Oh, I'd most likely push you out of the bed.
Charming.
I'll crawl under the duvet after this and finish my trashy novel.
Are you working this week?
Can't afford not to. Luckily, it's all home-based. Oh, must phone the estate agents tomorrow. Find out exactly what happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry our sales phoned through.
Oh, well, never mind. Honeysuckle Cottage is such a gem. I'm sure we'll get another buyer soon.
What about Tim?
I'll call him. It's not the end of the world.
Oh, I think you're wonderful. I'd be spitting feathers.
There are more important things. I just want to focus on the baby.
Yes.
You seem more relaxed.
Oh, I am now Debbie's gone home.
Of course.
I was worried they wouldn't make it up.
I'm glad she's happy.
I hope so. But you know, even though it's the result I wanted, I've never trusted Simon one little bit.
I know.
But I'm sure you and I have got nothing to fear. And even if he does suspect, he won't want to rock the boat with Debbie now.
He tried to pick me up once, you know.
What?
Well, I think he did. It's hard to tell exactly. He's very hail fellow well met, isn't he?
When?
I don't know. A couple of months ago. Huh? I was in an antique shop. He asked if I wanted to take in a movie.
Cheek!
May have just been a friendly gesture. We were both at a loose end one Sunday.
Siobhan.
I know. I gave him the benefit of the doubt at the time, but now...
Thank you for today.
Why?
Oh, it's been lovely having you with me.
I've enjoyed it too.
You haven't moaned once about me needing to work on a Sunday, or made any cracks about being a farming widower.
No. I want to support you. I haven't been very helpful about it in the past.
Maybe. I think I could have supported you more too.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. The baby will bring us together.
Yeah.
And give us a new start. Something of our own to share.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, I am excited. And I just know you'll be a great dad. You are a natural.
Thanks, darling.
There's an addition to the Grundy Menagerie.
You're home with the ferrets, then?
Oh, morning, Mike. Yeah, getting that a few rabbits.
Off the pot.
Oh, I got a boy out.
Yeah?
The butcher in Ollerton.
Oh, nice. Is your hob?
Yeah. Brooklyn, a great little mover.
And seen the albino before.
Oh, he's a new addition to the family. Romeo.
Of course. So where are you going then?
Lake Hill, if Ed shows up.
He'll still be in his pit, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, not these days. He's at Grange Farm milking baby spice.
Oh, keeping it up then.
He's dead keen. He's still got loads of milk, even with the two calves. Have some if you like.
No tar.
It's beautiful. We are fresh every day. He gives the rest a stirring.
Yeah, I know. He cancelled his order from me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, as soon as she's dry, the better.
It's going to be a good while yet. Clary's been using it for butter and all.
Yeah, I had some of the harvest supper. Hey, it's a good dinner.
Oh, go on, Bathsheba, get out of it. Hey, pop her back over the gate, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's short talk, Tess. Oh, stupid bird. Always getting under me feet.
Blimey, it's old MacDonald had a farm round here.
Well, since that Christmas dinner. We hand-reared one a few years back, but our William let it go.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, we got that attached to it. Still, he was only a kid. Had a frozen chicken on the day instead.
Yeah, my bet he was a bit soft about that enivers, you know, ginger.
Oh, word, didn't want to nod us off.
Yeah. Still, it's a bit of a come-down, isn't it? One scraggy poult after the volume you're used to.
Ah, you've got to roll with the punches, mate. I'm on the pastures, and you. And you could be in at the ground level if you play your cards right.
Hey, what are you on about?
Christmas trees.
What, growing them?
Selling them.
And where do I come in?
Your gaff. We'll need a peak.
Oh, can't see Neil agreeing to that.
Want to fetch his land? The yard belongs to you, doesn't it? Over Willow Farm.
Yeah.
That's all right, then. The punters are rolling. Pick one up and go.
Sounds too easy.
Oh, it is easy. You've got the contacts, Mike. What you reckon?
Well, it might be a big outlay.
How much?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to ask around.
Great.
And talk to Betty. Might be a stretch for us.
There'll be quids in.
Yeah, only if we sell volume.
Yeah, but Christmas, it's a surefire market.
Well, I ain't saying for definite now. I'll talk it over with Betty.
All right, but don't hang about. There'll be plenty of others interested. I'd hate for you to miss the boat.
What are these like?
Oh, sorry, love, I haven't tried them.
Oh.
They don't look very nutritious.
Well, I don't care. As long as I can shove them in the microwave.
What, is that for your tea?
Yeah. I promised Ailey I'd pick something up with me dinner break. She can't face cooking tonight.
Oh, dear.
Well, she's knackered, Mum. We've been having Marjorie up every other night.
Yeah, of course.
We tried to cook something proper for her.
Well, I'm sure she doesn't expect it.
Oh, well, maybe not, but she's such a great cook. Ailey feels she wants to make the effort.
Seems a bit much, though, every other night.
Well, it's three times a week. We don't feel we've got a choice.
No, but if it's putting a strain on you... Well, why not come to Willow Farm tonight? I'll feed you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And Ailey can put her feet up, so can you come to that?
Oh, thanks, Mum. Yeah, it'll be good to catch up with Brenda.
Oh, she's going over to Kirsty's.
Oh.
Well, she's still a bit down in the dumps over that business with Simon.
Wasn't her fault, really.
You know she's given up the class.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. Well, Ailey doesn't agree.
Why not?
She says they should get a new teacher.
Yeah, she's got a point.
I'd like to see him struck off.
Oh, that's doctors. Well, she's feeling more embarrassed than anything.
Yeah.
And it took guts to go and apologise to Debbie. Still, at least they're back together now.
Well, didn't stop him before, leading Brenda on.
No, he should be ashamed of himself.
I don't know. If it weren't for Phoebe, I'd have nothing to do with the Aldridges.
Roy? What are you two?
Peggy.
Oh, hello.
I've come to see how the poppy sales are going, Betty.
Still got plenty.
Oh, yes, you have. You don't need any more, then?
Well, I'll let you know when we do.
Finished for the day, Roy?
No chance. Got to get back soon. Seeing a delivery from the wine merchant.
Ah.
And I said I'd look in on Marjorie first. Get her lunch ready.
Roy, it's too much. You should have social services out.
Oh, it hasn't come to that, surely.
Well, she's okay with some things. It's more like opening tins and jars. You know, she can't grip.
Gosh, even so.
Look, tell you what, Roy. As soon as I've done my shopping, I'll be right over. So you can go back to work.
No, I don't mind doing it, honestly.
Well, I'll come over anyway. I'm sure I can make myself useful.
All right. I'll tell her, shall I?
Yes, please.
She'll be glad to see you. She gets fed up, I think.
Yes, I'm sure she does.
OK. We'll see you tonight, Mum.
Yeah, about six.
Oh, yeah, you bet. I'll call Ailey. Bye-bye.
Bye, Roy. Oh, dear. I've rather neglected Marjorie recently.
Bodies take that much longer to heal when you're older.
Ah, don't I know it. Roy's put me to shame.
He's a good lad.
I must take her something.
Well, she's got a weakness for ice cream.
Oh, right.
And the poppies are usually her job, aren't they?
Yes, but she felt it was too much for her this year.
Yeah, and it's a big house to manage too, Nightingale Farm.
Yeah.
Of course, Roy and Ailey love the flat.
Ah, it's a godsend for Marjorie. They're upstairs.
Yes, I know. I'd much rather they had a place of their own.
Aren't they putting their names down for one of the new starter homes?
Oh, yeah, but how much will they cost? Would their mortgage cover it? There's no guarantee these days.
Here you are, then.
Oh, thank you, Roy.
They've been on the floor all morning.
Well, I tried to pick them up.
Yeah, it's probably all circulars anyway. Or bills. You could do with a letter cage, then you wouldn't need to bend down.
Good idea.
Well, I could fix one for you.
Oh, it seems an imposition.
No.
Well, you do so much for me already.
My dad can pick one up. He's out and about all day.
Well, I'd be very grateful. I'll pay you for the work.
It'll only take me 2 minutes. Now, I reckon you need some brighter light bulbs, too.
Well, this hall's always been dingy.
Even so, it'd be safer.
All right, then. Thank you.
Oh, only me.
Peggy?
Oh, shall I?
Thank you.
Oh, hello again.
Oh, hello. Hello, Marjorie.
Come in, my dear.
I thought I might be able to lend a hand with lunch, if that's all right.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That'd be lovely. And you'll stay, of course.
I brought pudding.
Right, I'll leave you to it, then. OK, Marjorie.
Yes, thank you so much, Roy.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what's this pudding, then? Oh, Peggy, you shouldn't have washed up.
I enjoy it. I prefer it to the dishwasher.
Well, so do I, normally.
Oh, dear.
I hate being like this.
I know. You don't realise how much you use your wrist until it's out of action.
Well, no, it's not only that.
No?
I don't know, Peggy. I find everything a strain these days.
Oh, Marjorie.
I used to be so involved in everything.
You will be again.
Will I?
Of course.
Well, I had hoped to stay on as clerk of the parish council, at least until next year's elections.
Chris hasn't minded taking over while you're getting better.
I know, but that's not the point.
No. Oh, it must be very hard.
And I do miss selling the poppies.
Well, you've given so much time to the appeal over the years. But Jack and I are looking forward to having you with us in London a week on Saturday.
Oh, yes. the Festival of Remembrance.
It'll be my birthday treat, even though it's not till the 13th. And Higgs is driving us door to door, so you'll have nothing to worry about.
Lovely, Peggy.
It'll be a long day, but we wanted to be back in time for the Sunday morning service.
Well, of course.
I'll put you half a dozen to take home, love.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Enjoy your egg, Phoebe.
Yes.
Count them with me then, sweetheart.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, lovely.
Where's Ailey?
Oh, gone to flop on the sofa.
Good for her. I'll do a pot of tea in a minute.
You sit down, love.
Yeah.
Dad, can you pick me up a letterbox cage thingy?
What?
You know, the thing that catches letters before they fall on the floor.
Oh. Yeah, I expect so.
It's for Marjorie, so hang on to the receipt.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And some 100-watt light bulbs.
We've got them in the shop.
Oh, yeah?
Are they for her as well?
Yeah. It's only got 40s in. It's not very safe.
Nah.
Well, she could trip up on a flex or anything.
Quite a little social worker, aren't we?
Hey. Oh,
my.
Well, I'm picking up some wood for a thing. I could, stop at that fancy garden centre on the way back. I've seen him in there.
Mm. You all set for the bonfire, then?
Pretty much.
He's got loads of wood.
Well, I ain't building it till the 5th. Because we'll have hedgehogs getting in, and I mean a load of grief from Linda Snell.
Yeah, she made you rebuild it last year.
Oh, silly woman.
You could do it on a Sunday and put chicken wire around the bottom. That'd stop the wildlife getting in.
Yeah, well, I'll see what the weather's like at the weekend.
Are you excited about the fireworks, Phoebe?
Yeah, and the big bonfire.
Oh, hey, now, I haven't seen you to tell you yet, Betty.
Oh, yeah, what?
Eddie wants me to go in with him selling Christmas trees.
Oh.
What? Round the markets?
No, from our yard.
And what about the traffic?
Oh, it should flow easy enough, or they can park on the verge.
Is there a good profit?
It depends what you get. I was talking to my mate Bernie. Now, if we go for a bog-standard Norway spruce, wholesale, it's about, £3 a tree.
It's not bad.
Well, that's if we take 1,000.
1,000?
Yeah. Well, I reckon we could shift about 500. It costs a little bit more.
So what's the markup?
Said we should clear about £5-6 a tree.
Oh, it's a lot to shift.
So between you and Eddie, it's an outlay of 1,500?
Yeah, 750 each.
Oh, Dad.
Well, hang on. They'd have to sell a lot before they'd be into profit.
Oh, that's true.
But we're not paying for the premises.
So what do you want to do, love?
Well, I mean, for once, I think Eddie might be onto a good thing. I mean, if we can get the publicity right. I mean, we always need the extra dosh at Christmas.
Yeah, especially with your turfing slowing down.
Sorry to disturb you.
Talk of the devil.
Can you put the outside lights on, please? I'm dropping off a load of manure.
Hey, look, come in a minute, Eddie.
Oh, right. Hiya.
Hi.
Hello. This is nice and cosy. Hello, Phoebe, my darling.
Oh, she's gone shy.
Yeah, we were just talking about you.
Oh, that's nice.
This Christmas tree idea.
Oh, yeah, great, isn't it? Has he told you, Betty?
Yeah, he has.
I've got a good feeling about it. Well, you on board?
Betty?
Go on, you tell him.
Yeah, I am.
Top man, that's brilliant. You won't regret it.
I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, we're in for a good Christmas, mate. Hey, just you wait and see.
In a minute.
Have you cleared that tunnel, Trav?
Yeah, 2 rights.
All right, let's move on then.
Okay.
Yeah, I meant to tell you, Mr. Aldrich has given me the date for the first shoot.
Oh, at last.
Next Wednesday.
Well, that's not much notice.
Matt Crawford's fault, apparently.
Oh, typical.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope they don't try and fit in too many guns.
Like last time.
Then they complain they don't get a good look at the drive.
Yeah, I want us to do extra night patrols before then, starting tonight.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sorry if that interferes with your love life.
Well...
But we can't risk poachers. Not where the birds of stage are at.
Of course.
I'll start ringing round the beaters when we've done this round.
Oh, my dad's on standby.
Good.
Things are a bit quiet for him at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
But not for long. He's going in for selling Christmas trees this year.
Good luck to him.
Going into partnership with Mike Tucker.
Yeah, he's a man of many parts, your dad.
Oh, he's had to be since we lost the farm. Always got something up his sleeve.
Hey, hold on. Get your torch out, Will.
What?
Oh, look here.
Oh, yeah.
Something's upended the bean.
Oh, the feed's all over the place. Soaking wet and all.
It's ruined.
What do you reckon did it?
Well, it can't have been a badger. Bin's too big.
A fallow deer?
Unlikely. Let's get it upright anyway.
There.
And then you'd best refill it.
Vic, don't mess the bat with the torch, Josh. You'll use up all the battery. I don't think you're taking this very seriously.
Where are we up to on the list, Pip?
First aid kit.
Oh, we still need that handy. That's the daft thing about a flood pack. You're still using half the stuff you're meant to be packing. So, what plans are we making for the cattle? I'm not having you doing your man from Atlantis bit again.
No, that was pretty hairy, wasn't it? Now, next time we'll shift them up to higher land in good time.
Make sure you do.
Greg?
Got you, Will. What is it?
I found another bin.
Turned over?
Yeah, only this one's been kicked in as well.
Blast.
Yeah, it's deliberate, no doubt.
Like the broken feeders?
Yeah. I'll try and knock it back into shape, but you know, the lid's all bent, so I can't guarantee it'll be squirrel-proof.
OK, just do the best you can for now. I'll get a new one from the store.
So, what numbers am I meant to put down?
Oh, it's all on the sheet.
Let's see. Keep a list of useful numbers to hand. The council, emergency services, flood line, insurance company.
Ha, ha, ha.
Linda's were quite quick.
Yeah, and I bet her premiums have gone through the roof as well.
People do know you, the deputy flood warden, don't they?
Well, I'm down on George's telephone tree.
Telephone tree? What's that?
It does sound funny.
Now, it's a list of phone numbers, love. You call the next ones down from you.
I'll keep all this stuff together.
Right. Can we take the computer?
No, only really important things.
But the computer is important.
Blimey, this generation, eh?
Hey, kids, do you fancy the pictures tomorrow?
Yes, please, Mum.
Good, because I do too.
Oh, that'll be nice.
You won't need me for anything.
No, you go and enjoy yourself.
Great. Well, I'd better get back to the computer then, while I've got the time.
All right, I'll finish off here.
I want to check the butterfat levels.
Can Tepper okay. come to the film, Dad?
No.
Oh, it's all right, I'll get it.
All right. No, I'm sorry, Pipsqueak. You know, he'll be working. He can't just take time off when he feels.
Oh. Okay, come in. Hello, Brookfield.
Rose?
Oh, hi, Mum. This is a surprise.
I'm sorry,
a nice one. Mum?
Oh, love.
Is everything all right?
Sweetheart.
What? What is it?
Your dad. He's had a heart attack.
No.
I'm afraid so.
How is he?
He didn't survive it. Ruth.
Mum. No.
I'm sorry.
No. I can't believe it.
I know.
What happened?
He was getting out the car and he collapsed in the drive.
God.
Jean next door saw him.
Where?
He'd come home early and Jean came banging on the front door. It was terrible.
Mum.
She's been wonderful. She called the ambulance and everything.
Is she still with you?
Yes. Good. We've just got back from the hospital. But they couldn't revive it.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, Mum.
I can't believe it.
I knew he was working too hard. I did tell him, Ruth.
I know.
He wouldn't relax all weekend. He was out digging over the garden. Painting those ruddy carriage doors.
Like me.
He said he was going to retire next year. I didn't believe it. Now this. Have you cheated, Ruth?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know how I was going to tell him.
Oh, Mum, it's okay. Look, I'm coming up straight away.
No.
Yes.
Oh, but
something out.
Oh, love,
have you told Auntie Sylvie and Dodd?
I'm bringing them.
Do you want me to?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, oh, sure. I'll be all right, love.
I love you, Mom.
Me too.
I'll phone you in about an hour and let you know what's happening.
Right.
Call me before that if you need to.
Oh.
Bye. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Bye, sweetheart.
Joshie, you hiding under that blanket?
No. It's made a tent.
Very cosy. Come on, Pip, you help me fold it. We've got to put it in the box.
All right.
Oh, hello, love. That was quick. You all right?
No.
Ruth? Right, kids, you take the blanket upstairs, OK? And you can play on Mummy and Daddy's bed.
Yeah.
Go on.
Come on, Josh.
What's wrong? White as a sheet.
That was Mum on the phone. Dad's dead.
Oh, no. What happened?
He's had a heart attack.
When?
This afternoon. He was getting out of his car.
Just like that?
I know.
Oh. How's Heather? Oh, stupid question. Oh, come here, darling. Oh.
I'm okay. I just...
Oh, love.
I've got to go to Bruna.
Yeah.
Okay. Straight away, David.
Well, it's too late.
I want to be with Mum.
I know, sweetheart, but it's dark. You can't drive all the way up there. I'll drive you tomorrow first thing.
No, you're needed here. I'll go on the train.
Well, we'll see.
I'll have to take Ben with me.
Yeah.
And what about Pip and Josh?
Don't worry. I'll ring Mum. She'll come over.
How are we going to tell them?
We'll find a way.
On the farm.
Got Chabba and Bert, and Dad'll lend a hand. We've got nothing big on at the moment.
No. Oh, I haven't shut down the computer.
What?
It's been on all afternoon.
Oh, it doesn't matter about that.
What about the funeral? What are you supposed to do?
Don't worry, it's early days.
No, I'll need to get it sorted. It'll be too much for me.
Calm down, darling. Come on, calm down.
Oh, she's so alone, David. How's she going to cope?
There's more coffee in the flask.
Nah, you're all right.
Look, it's gone 11. You can knock off in a bit.
What?
What's that?
Now?
Yeah. So, was Emma very disappointed not going out tonight?
Yeah, but she knows the job.
How is she anyway?
Yeah, great. She saw a solicitor today.
Oh?
Yeah, it's for a compensation claim.
That's still dragging on, is it?
Yeah.
Lawyers. I've no time for them. They bled me dry over my divorce.
Oh? So what's Mr. Aldridge said about the smashed-up feed bins?
Tell me to get onto the police. It's all building up to an ugly picture.
Lowlifes.
Yeah, I agree. But from now on, Will, if you see anything or anyone suspicious, don't try to go it alone, OK?
Yeah.
I mean it. No heroics. You must call for help. I don't want you coming to any harm.
Ruth? Oh, here you are.
Yeah.
I couldn't find you. I was worried.
I didn't know where to go.
Oh, it's freezing in this parlour, sweetheart. Come on.
I couldn't sleep. I needed to cry.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't want to wake up Chabba.
He'd sleep through anything.
Or upset the kids anymore.
No.
I looked in on them. Poor little things. They've lost their granddad.
Yeah.
He adored them.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think we did it right?
What?
Telling them.
Oh, I think so, love. You know, we try to be gentle, but the truth's brutal sometimes.
Yeah. Pip went so quiet. she was hurting, dearie.
Hey, don't upset yourself again.
Why didn't I speak to him on Sunday?
Ruth.
Mum asked me, and I said not to bother. If only
you weren't to know.
I should have insisted. I should have. I haven't said goodbye. He's my dad. I haven't said goodbye.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Oh, Debbie, your father says can you pick up those mineral supplements for the ewes?
Yeah, sure.
Unless you've already been.
No, no, I'm on my way.
And he wants to know what time you'll be here.
Oh, let's see, it's 9 now. Should be done by 10. I've got to go to the bank.
Only the contractors are already here.
Well, that's OK. I'll take over on the trailer as soon as I'm back. He does know I'm meeting Simon for lunch in Felpsham.
He's probably forgotten.
Yeah, I want to sort out the new brasserie near the uni.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Drake's. Simon says there's lamb on the menu. I hope it's rubbish, then I can give them the Hassett Hills hard sell.
Oh, well, good luck. I'm working on my archive today.
Oh, there's Elizabeth across the road.
Oh.
Elizabeth? Elizabeth?
Debbie, hi.
Well, all right then, darling. See you when I see you.
Yeah, OK, bye.
Bye.
Playing hooky.
Feels like it. What about you?
I've come in to get some last-minute stuff for our Halloween do.
Ah, I'm supposed to be at the farmer's cash and carry, but I couldn't resist a quick peek in the window.
Rodway and Watson, are you moving?
I want to.
Where to?
Ambridge.
Really, Debbie?
Yes.
Oh, well, what are you after?
Well, it depends what we see.
Only you know Honeysuckle Cottage is back on the market.
Is it?
Mm.
Are you sure?
Siobhan told me. Their buyer's backed out.
Oh, what a shame.
She's pretty sanguine about it. It would be ideal for you and Simon.
Yeah.
It's on with Rodway's. Shall we go in?
Why not?
How's it going, love?
I don't know. I can't think what to take.
Let's see. Is this the par for Ben?
Mm.
6 vests, that'll be plenty.
It's cold up there.
What about his green fleecy thing?
Oh, yeah. I think it's in the wash.
Is it dirty or clean?
Can't remember.
Well, I'll have a look. It's time to put a wash on before you go. Come in.
Hi.
Usha.
Oh, hi.
Jill said to come up. Is it okay?
Of course.
I'll go and get a wash on there. Is there anything else, love?
It should all be in the basket.
Right.
Oh, Ruth. Oh, I'm so sorry, Anne. How are you? You know, yeah. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Oh, I can see.
Yesterday was a blur. But today... Oh, it's a nightmare. Why shouldn't you be at work?
I wanted to see you before you left.
Oh, thanks.
What time is your train?
11:30.
Well, you've got time to sort yourself out, then.
I seem to swing between being a total wimp and making endless lists.
But David will cope. He's got Phil and Jill here.
Oh, I wish I was already there.
Yeah. But at least you'll have a bit of time to yourself on the train, time to... I don't know, think.
I don't want that, Usha. Every time I start thinking about him. I was remembering how he used to take me to the football when I was a kid.
Did he?
St. James's Park, Newcastle United. Felt so special. Something we shared. Just him and me, you know.
You'll always have that. How's your mum?
She's had a bad night too.
Not surprising.
She's shell-shocked. They were together 36 years.
Oh, poor Ruth.
I know. It's ghastly. Mum rang us last night. He was a lovely man, Solly.
Yeah, I met him a couple of times.
Are you going to show Simon those particulars then?
Yeah, the price is steep. Can you see anything else in Ambridge?
All these are rentals over here.
No, been there, done that.
So things are good between you two?
Debbie. I think the break saved our marriage.
That's not how it was looking last week. Oh, you were miserable as hell.
Yeah, well, sometimes a crisis brings you up short. Simon said he realised what he was throwing away. He's been terrific since I've been back.
Yeah.
Attentive, loving. He's always where he says he'll be, and that's never exactly been his strong point.
Well, good.
Oh, I'm determined to put it all behind me.
I don't know if I could.
I've got to trust him, or it'll be impossible.
Yeah, I know. Just be careful, it's still very soon.
I'm sure it'll work. We've got a future now.
How can you be sure?
He, wants us to have a baby.
Debbie!
Shush. Sorry. But keep it under your hat. Mm. Or if Mum gets wind, it'll be fuss, fuss, fuss.
All right, Ben.
I hope he settles on the train.
Poor little chap, he knows something's wrong.
Shh, Ben.
Your Mum will be pleased to see him.
Can you get his water?
Yeah, sure. Now, you will give her my love, won't you?
Oh, there's a clean pair of overalls for Chava in the airing cupboard if he needs them.
All right.
You think you'll cope with the milking?
Well, he's been doing it for 2 months now. He's very careful.
Yeah.
Dad will help clean down the parlour and everything.
Oh, did I say Pip's playing with Avril tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tell her she doesn't have to go if she doesn't want to.
All right, well, I'll see how she is.
It's ruined the half term. I'll have to take me to the pictures when I get back.
Yeah. I look forward to that.
That's better. It's quieter now.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go away. There's no need.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know.
We don't always say the important things, and then it's too late. Oh, come on.
Well, I should be here any minute.
I don't want to miss my connection.
Now, have you got enough money?
I hope so.
Now, look, here's a bit more just in case, all right?
Okay.
Now, you will eat something on the train, won't you, love?
I can face it.
You've hardly had any breakfast.
I'll miss you.
It's all right, darling. We'll see each other in a few days. Just ring me when you get there.
It only fell through at the weekend.
Mm, the kitchen looks impressive.
Yeah, they had it extended and modernised.
It's quaint, isn't it?
Quaint?
Oh, sorry, I mean archetypal. Half-timbered, overlooking the green. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Every North American's dream. How do you look after thatch?
You get Thatcher in. Oh. It was redone in 77.
Huh? We'd need help with the garden. Oh, 3/4 acre.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the time.
Nor I the inclination. Still, I suppose I could learn.
Oh, no, Simon. So?
It's a beautiful place, all right. Hey, steady. It's expensive.
Yeah, but they've done masses to him. We'd have the best of both worlds. Old on the outside and you on the in.
You sound like the estate agent.
Oh, I'd love to have a look at it, Simon.
Okay.
Okay.
Arrange a viewing. Why not?
Yeah, well, I'll phone them now.
Hey, wait. Let's finish our meal first.
Why?
Because I want to enjoy it.
Well, if we must. Oh, perfect place for a baby. That's in the flat.
Yeah, but we'd have to check out the finances. As I said, it's expensive.
Expensive, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Do you want all those carrots?
Mm, help yourself.
Yeah.
How's the lamb, then?
Not as tender as Hazard Hills.
Great.
So are you going to schmooze the manager?
Definitely. I'll see if I can make a proper appointment, bring some along so he can actually taste it.
Good idea.
Well, we need to do something. We've got the supply side right, and Crowther's is doing a good job. We've let things slide.
You could do with a full-time marketing person.
Yeah, I know. We're all having to wear too many hats these days.
It's mad.
I've got a few other appointments in the diary. Some of them we've tried before, but you never know.
Usha, I do appreciate you coming, especially after a long day at work.
Oh, it's all right. It's looking good, Jennifer.
Oh, no idea. It was so much work setting up a website.
And then you had to keep it up to date?
Well, first things first. And it drives me mad when something goes wrong. Mrs. Fletcher moaning that she clicked on a link this morning, but nothing happened.
Gremlins.
Yeah, well, you've sorted this one out for me. The other thing that's hard is keeping control.
In what way?
Well, people keep accosting me, trying to force their ideas on me.
Ah.
Well, I don't want it to represent their every little whim and hobby. I want to keep it to my original vision.
A record of the village today.
Yeah, with a historical perspective. You know, I'm made to feel guilty because I'm not prepared to advertise each and every business within a 10-mile radius. I'm the editor, and it's not a democracy.
Absolutely.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Debbie. Usha's been very kindly helping me out.
Oh, right.
I better go now, though. I want to get some stuff from the supermarket for David.
You've heard Ruth's news, Mum?
Yes, Usha's just told me.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave you to it, then. I can let myself out.
Well, thanks again, Usha. Oh, give them all our love at Brookfield, don't you?
Sure.
Bye, then.
Bye. Oh, you off home now, darling?
Yeah. We've reached a natural break with a beet. We'll start on the next field tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
I wanted to get it done. I'm hunting on Friday.
Oh, yes, of course.
You've been cooped up here all day.
Yeah, but it's been great to have a whole day to devote to it.
Now you're not nursing an emotional wreck.
Oh, darling, I didn't mind for a second.
I know.
I'm so relieved that things are working out for you. They are, aren't they?
Yes. In fact, we want to move to Ambridge.
Debbie!
Honeysuckle Cottage is back on the market.
Honeysuckle Cottage? Oh, that'd be fantastic. Oh, Uncle Walt would be so pleased.
Yep, it's expensive and we haven't worked out the financial side yet, but we're going to see it first thing Friday. It's the earliest Simon can manage.
Oh, I'd love to come with you. I never did see what the Hathaways did to the upstairs, and I know Jason was decorating one of the rooms as a nursery before Siobhan's miscarriage, but I don't know what it's like now.
Oh, give us a chance, Mum.
Oh, well, I'm so thrilled. And it's got all those marvellous plum trees.
That'll account for the price, then.
I always dreamt that one of you would come back to the village to live.
I'm really in Borchester, and we see each other nearly every day, Mum.
I know, but it's not the same. This could be just the change that you and Simon need.
It's a mucky job, but someone has to do it.
Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, hi.
They broke through the electric fence.
Oh.
Must have shorted.
We've only just got them back.
Oh, for a cosy office job. Hey, you two are soaked. Well, never mind. We'll have fun tonight at the Halloween do.
Oh, yeah, should be a laugh.
Sounds pretty naff. I'm only going because Dad bought the tickets.
Oh, come on. We hardly ever all go out together.
I'm not going to be scared witless like they claim on the tickets.
Oh, well, stay at home. We'd be miserable then.
Glad we don't all have to do fancy dress. Have you heard anything from Underwood this morning? No. So I've decided to take the initiative. How? I'm going to tell them I've got interest elsewhere. So, if they want my unique Christmas pud sausages, they better hurry up and place an order. Well, have you got interest elsewhere? Well, no, but they won't know that.
Well, seems risky, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, what do they call your bluff?
Oh,
I don't care. I'm tired of being messed around. I want to feel in control. Well, even so, don't make it sound like an ultimatum.
Really?
What does she want?
Hello.
Morning, all.
Hello.
Goodness, look at you two.
Oh, no.
It's been a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Makes me so nervous when I hear it beating down like that.
Oh, yes, of course.
Didn't you lose a goat in the flood?
Oh, well, no, that was afterwards. Danita sadly missed.
What happened?
She escaped. Halloween tonight, though. Maybe someone's sacrificing it.
Did you want something, Linda?
Well, yes, a pumpkin, actually. I was hoping to find one in my veg box this week. I want to fashion a lantern for Pip and Josh. I thought it might help cheer them up.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Will I see you all tonight at Lower Loxley?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. I'm popping into Borchester this morning. Treat myself to an outfit.
Look, I must get on. Tony's in the Polly Tunnel if you want to ask him about the pumpkin.
Aha, caught in the act. Guilty. Here, I'll turn it off. What was it? Two camp hunks making an MDF fireplace.
Oh, why bother?
I don't know. Here, sit down.
Thanks.
There was a good bit earlier. They were telling you how to cover up melamine kitchen units.
You are having fun.
When I think of how much we spent on the new kitchen at Honeysuckle Cottage, could have saved ourselves a fortune.
Well, I'm sorry I disturbed you.
I'm meant to be writing up a report. Mind you, there's an old movie this afternoon I'm hoping to catch.
Oh, I wish I could join you. We've got the spook experience firm in today. I've left Nigel in charge.
Ah, Halloween.
Yes, they're dressing the place, setting up a ghost train in the grounds.
Ooh, that'd bring on the baby.
And Kenton's faffing around because his fake blood hasn't arrived.
Fake blood?
No, don't ask. It's his own stupid fault. He left it too late to order it. Anyway, talking of your cottage...
Yes?
Debbie and Simon are house hunting in Ambridge.
Really?
Mm, she told me yesterday. They're going to look at it on Friday.
Oh, right.
Fingers crossed, eh?
Well, yes.
Would solve your problem.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm in such a hormonal fog at the moment. I'm not sure I'd cope sensibly, even if they did put an offer in.
I understand.
Baby's all I can think about now. Oh, that reminds me. I want to show you something.
Oh. Hey, careful.
No, I'm okay. Oh, got it. Look.
Oh, isn't that sweet? The little lace collar.
I know. And a little baby grow.
Oh, Siobhan.
Guess who it's from?
Tim?
No. My mum.
Oh, I thought you and she weren't...
Well, I hadn't heard since I told her about the divorce.
Right.
She still thinks the baby's Tim's. But at least she's acknowledged it.
Well, she'd have to be pretty hard-hearted not to.
There was a card, too. Look.
Good luck. A few things to start you off.
It means a lot to me.
Quick, come on. We've got to do this before Elizabeth gets back.
Okay.
You look under there.
Yeah, what am I looking for?
Anything that we could use for blood.
Oh.
What's in here?
Feels a bit sneaky. Where's Nigel?
Oh, he's outside somewhere. That currant juice. That could be useful.
There's a bottle of Coke. Tomato ketchup?
Perfect. Go on, get it out.
Yeah, okay. Now, how thick do you want it?
We'll thicker than real blood.
Okay, look for some flour then.
Okay.
Oh! Good morning.
Hello.
This is a private kitchen, you know.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's an emergency, Julia. My theatrical blood hasn't arrived.
Oh, goodness.
I ordered it and it's late.
We called it Kensington Gore in the profession.
No.
We're trying to create our own.
What for?
Well, you know, special effects, I don't know. Count Dracula always had a pint up his sleeve, didn't he?
A pint? That's very nearly an armful.
Oh, yes.
Dracula.
As in Christopher Lee.
Yes. Anna horreur. Oh, Bela Lugosi was my definitive count. Well, what have you got so far?
Blackcurrant juice and tomato ketchup.
Well, Mrs. Pugsley's beetroot soup would be an excellent consistency for stage blood. It's a bit lovely.
That's not a lot of use to me now.
Well, we had some for supper last night, as a matter of fact. There's probably some left over.
Look in the fridge, Cathy.
Oh, she always makes gallons. I knew it reminded me of something.
Yes, there's some here in a bowl.
Oh, excellent. Julia, you're a genius.
Where's Dad and Helen?
They've gone off on the spook trail.
Oh, you will hold me tight, won't you?
Oh, come on, Kirsty. It's only a noddy train.
Stop.
What on earth has Linda come out?
Shh, keep your voice down.
So, did you phone Underwoods then?
Yeah.
And?
His aggressive tactics didn't work.
The fresh products buyer said he couldn't commit himself yet. He's still studying the market potential.
Oh.
I know. You told me so.
Try and chill out a bit, Tom.
Yeah. If you coerce people, you lose their goodwill. Oh, good evening, Julia.
Oh, Linda. What a very bewitching outfit.
Yes. I'd presumed most people will be in fancy dress.
Yes. The wig's very effective.
I'm not wearing a wig.
Oh,
it is quite dark out here. Have you got anyone to sit next to you on the train?
No.
Perhaps we could pal up. I need someone to hold my hand.
Yes, I was in a production of The Ghost Train once, you know, in Rep.
What a coincidence. I directed it once, in Sunningdale. You look fantastic.
Really gruesome.
Thanks. I thought I'd have more to do. A spook experience firm seemed to have taken over everything.
Well, you did greet the public when they arrived.
Yeah, well, I am supposed to be the host. I'd hate to see my jar of blood go to waste.
Well, I've got something to cheer you up.
Hey, what's that?
Here, Ken Barton rang me before I came out.
And he is?
Well, you know, my mate in the pub trade in Portchester.
Oh, right.
He reckons that old place you found in Newland Street might be good for your cyber cafe.
I told you, I've got an instinct for these things.
Yeah, well, he thinks the level of business could be quite high.
At last, it's all coming together, Cathy. Hey, I've just had a brilliant idea. Julia?
For what?
Hold on. Julia?
What is it, Kenton? Keep my place in the queue, Linda.
Do you mind if we use the drawing room later?
Well, you'll have to ask Elizabeth and an idol. What for?
A game of murder.
Murder?
Oh!
Just be a private party after the punters have gone.
Oh, a parlour game. What delicious fun.
You don't mind, then?
Oh, not at all. As long as it's people I know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Great, well, I'll just go and get the room ready.
Hey, I wanted a squeeze on the ghost train.
Sorry, sweetheart. Why don't you sit next to Pat?
Hooey, Julia!
Coming.
Don't know, it felt like an old rubber glove.
It's a good laugh, isn't it?
Yes, okay.
Something touched my face!
Linda, are you sure?
Yes!
Could you let me go now, Linda?
We've been round this bit once.
Yeah, I recognise the skeleton.
Whee!
Come on, Elizabeth, give me a hand with the sofa. People are arriving.
I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Come on, Julia's all excited. We can't let her down. Come on.
All right.
Just to the French windows.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, say, what a lovely room.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I've never been in the private quarters before.
Look at that gorgeous tapestry.
Kirsty and Tom. Hello, did you enjoy the ride?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't exactly Alton Towers.
Oh, I don't know. It sent a shiver up my spine.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Well, this should be fun.
Yeah. Wonderful. It's a shame Tony and Helen didn't stay.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Can I have your attention, please? We are gathered in the drawing room for a game of murder.
It reminds me of the old house parties Gerald and I used to have.
Oh, don't interrupt him, Julia. We'll be here all night.
Yes. Oh, he'd love this.
Freddie's got a tummy ache.
Can I have hush, please?
He looks suave.
But, did Vlad the Impaler wear full evening dress?
Blame Bram Stoker.
In a minute, the lights will go off, and then I want you to move around the room to mingle in the darkness.
Spooky.
I will then choose the murderer by stroking the back of their neck.
Kenton, really?
You're spoiling it, Elizabeth.
But I urge them not to make a sound. The murderer must remain anonymous.
Oh, yeah. I shan't be able to help it. I'm putty in Robert's hand when he tickles my neck.
And they, in turn, can choose their victim with a squeeze of the hand, who must utter a blood-curdling scream as they drop to the floor.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
And when the lights come back on, we all have to guess who the murderer is. Kathy, please.
Yep. All right. Where are they?
Behind the bookcase.
Here, I'll do it.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen, start moving.
Sorry.
In silence, please.
I can't see a thing.
Down on blast.
What is it?
What happened?
Put the lights on, Elizabeth, quick.
Hold on, let me find them.
Quick.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, look!
It's Kirsty.
My God, are you all right?
What's this? I'm all wet.
Oh, no.
It's all down my shirt.
It is meant to be blood.
Blood?
Clearly the victim of the Count himself.
Yeah, well, it's all over here as well. What's happened?
It's my jar of blood, Dan.
It's spilled all over the floor.
Dropped it when I crashed into that blasted table and got a leg as well.
It's my carpet! It's an antique!
Oh,
I'm really sorry, Julia.
Oh. Sorry is no good, you lunatic! It's ruined!
Who's in the pink?
So where'd you take Fallon last night?
To Borchester, for a pizza.
Oh, no such thing as a pizza in my carting days. Right, you'd best take the cows back now.
Of course.
They're to go up the new grazing strip.
Right.
With all the rain we've had, 4 acres all poached up. Did you hear the thunder in the night?
I did.
Well, beware the oak, it draws the stroke. Beware the ash, it draws the flash. But under the thorn, you'll come to no harm. Right, you'd best get started on a mixer wagon after that.
Sure.
We want to keep on top of things for David.
Oh, morning, Bert. I didn't realise you were here.
Ah, well, I come up a bit early, Mrs. Archer. We're just saying to Chabba we've all got to pull together.
Yes.
You heard from Ruth?
She rang last night.
Terrible business.
Solly's two sisters are there, too.
That'll be a comfort for Mrs. Pritchard.
She should not be alone.
No.
Have they set a date for the funeral?
Tuesday.
Ooh, bonfire night.
Poor Pip. She's already had a miserable Halloween.
She always looks forward to that as well.
Except Linda brought them round a beautifully carved pumpkin.
Yeah, Pip liked it.
And we lit a nightlight in it for Grandad Solly.
Hey.
The hunt. It's the start of the season today.
They was all gathered on the green first thing and they're pink.
Pink?
Yeah, a fine sight.
Sure you don't mind missing the start? It is the opening meet.
Oh, I'll catch them up. This is more important.
Oh, I love the view from this window.
You're right about the garden. We'd need help.
It's nice to have the nursery at the back.
Yeah, quieter than the front. There's a sadness in this room, don't you think?
Yeah. Shame it didn't work out for Tim and Javon.
Yeah, needs a baby.
I hope there aren't too many hellraisers at the bull at closing time.
Oh, I'm sure you can cope after Borchester. You might find it too quiet.
No, I don't think so.
What's that for?
Nothing, except I can't resist you in that get-up.
Oh.
Do you think they'll give us the mortgage?
Oh, they bite your hand off these days, don't they?
Big commitment after renting. Not that I mind, but at my age, the repayments could be steep.
Look, we can sort out our finances over the weekend. Mm. See what we think we can afford. And then?
If we can, put an offer in.
Wow. Yes.
Chabba! That's too much! Chabba! Oh, no!
What the advantage? I think I've put too much in.
You meant to spread it evenly, not put it in a great dollop.
Do you think it's serious?
Oh, it could be. I only hope we haven't bent the shaft. Oh. Otherwise, we're in real trouble.
We could try steam cleaning it.
You don't steam clean a priceless antique carpet. You treat it with care and respect.
Well, you were chucking salt on it last night like it was going out
it
of style.
It helps stop the fibres absorbing the stain.
Oh.
And besides, heat's the worst thing. It just fixes it.
Well, I don't know.
Just don't touch it again. Not until we hear what the specialists have to say. Oh, Gerald would be turning in his grave. His great-great-grandfather brought this over from China.
Okay, don't rub it in. Sorry.
I'm glad you can derive some amusement from the situation.
I'm sorry, Julia. Yeah. Only, you know, it was your idea to use the beetroot soup.
Oh, it's my fault now, is it?
No, it was brilliant.
If I'd had the slightest inkling you were going to smear it down that unfortunate girl's neck and then throw it all over the floor, I'd have kept my mouth shut.
Oh, hell.
Lizzie.
Any luck?
Yes, I got through. They can send someone out this morning.
Oh, what a relief.
Oh, great.
It's not great, Kenton.
No, of course not. I didn't
Look,
mean...
Look, they asked me exactly what it was. Now, was it just beetroot? Kenton?
No, hold on. I'm trying to think what Kathy put in the end.
Oh, so it's all down to Kathy now.
There's Coke, Ribena, tomato sauce, flour. Oh, and bubble bath.
Bubble bath?
I thought it might make it foam.
Foam?
Yeah, the blood. Look, don't worry. I'm sure the cleaners can sort it out.
Well, no, actually. They said they couldn't guarantee removing it completely.
Yeah, but they just say that to cover themselves.
Even if they can, we'll still have to have the whole thing cleaned. Oh, I've been through this once before when Nigel was learning to crawl.
Well, then it'll look like new.
It's an antique, you fool. I don't want it to look like new.
Have you any idea how much it costs to clean a silk carpet like this?
Not off the top of my head, no.
About £150.
Well, that's not bad.
Per square foot.
Oh, blimey.
Yes.
We could get a new one for that. Look, anyway, the insurance will pay. You are insured.
Yeah, of course we are, but that's not the point. You never take responsibility for anything.
I've said I'm sorry.
What are you doing, splashing that muck around the drawing room anyway? Look like a Sam Peckinpah movie.
Well, I don't know. I wanted Kirsty to look as though she'd been killed by Dracula.
That's pathetic.
Oh, you've missed your vacation.
And that's another thing. I had to give her £25 for a new blouse.
Yeah, OK, I'll pay you back.
Well, I'm sorry. It's the final straw.
Lizzie, you've got to admit, people were enjoying themselves. I mean, it was fun up to then.
Fun?
Well, you didn't object. In fact, you were all for it.
Oh, this is monstrous. You've behaved appallingly, and now you have the audacity to suggest that I've been complicit in your ridiculous arrangements.
She's right, Kenton. You have behaved appallingly. I think it's time you went.
What?
I want you to leave. Go and stay somewhere else.
At last.
But where will I go?
I don't care anymore. I've had enough.
We all have.
Nigel won't agree to this. You ask him.
Oh, you can save your breath for her.
Under the thumb, poor old Nigel, isn't he? You just can't stand it that we've had a bit of fun, him and me.
Kenton, I'm not arguing. Please just go and pack.
What, now?
Yes, the free ride's over. Finished.
But
God, no wonder Mel chucked you out.
That was below the belt.
It's the truth.
All right. All right, I'll go then.
Hurrah!
But it'll be your loss.
Yes, yes.
No, I mean it. You know, all your stuffy old tercentenary events, your conferences, it was me that brought them to life.
Oh, that's just ridiculous. Well, you're nothing but a trumped-up, self-appointed entertainment officer.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
I thought it was you and me against the family, Elizabeth.
It was once. I'm sorry, Kenton, I've really tried. You've just gone too far this time. You have to go.
What were you doing, loading it so carelessly in the first place?
I don't know. I'm sorry, David.
I told you to go steady.
Yes, all right, Bert.
I was too fast.
Hasty, yes.
Well, shit, right off the PTO, look.
I can fix a new one. Into the shaft.
All right, but make sure you clean that jammed-up paddle or it'll shear again.
Yes, boss.
Be a bit more careful next time, Chatter.
That's it, darling. Just a salt and pepper now.
OK.
Then you can go and wash your hands.
Granny?
Mm-hmm.
When Grandad Sully died, did it hurt?
I think it must have for a while, and then not anymore.
I want to die when I'm asleep.
Oh?
Mum nearly died, didn't she?
She was very ill.
I don't want her to die.
Sweetheart, she's not going to.
Shall I get Josh?
Yes, please.
Hello, Pipsqueak.
Hi, Dad. Wash hands, it's lunch.
All right. She's been helping you?
She's stuck to me like glue all morning. Oh. Just before you came in, she said she didn't want Ruth to die.
Oh, no.
I think it's all right, though, that she's thinking about these things, don't you?
Mum, the night before Ruth went to Preda, she said it felt odd that her dad had died before her.
No.
You know, somewhere inside you, still geared up for... Oh.
It's easy to forget what she's been through.
Yeah. She just gets on with life.
Hmm.
I don't think Josh understands that Solly's not coming back.
No. Oh, it's a terrible waste, David.
I still can't believe it.
Nor me. Can't imagine what Heather's going through.
No. And it's hit Ruth hard, too.
He was wonderful with Josh when Ruth was pregnant.
Yeah. And after Ben was born, he went out of his way to make Josh feel important, didn't he?
Yes. He said he was a middle child himself and they needed that extra fuss. The baby always gets spoilt.
Like Elizabeth.
I couldn't possibly comment. What are you up to this afternoon?
Oh, I'm going up to the ewes. Dad and I are taking Biff to draw the rams out.
Good, he wants to be useful.
Yeah.
Is Chabba coming in for lunch? I know Bert's bought sandwiches.
Yeah, when he's finished unloading the mixer wagon. He jammed up the works.
Oh, dear.
He's careless loading it.
Well, that's not like him.
No, well, I think he's trying too hard to cover for Ruth. He's rushing it.
Oh. Elizabeth rang.
Oh, yeah.
She's thrown Kenton out.
Oh, really?
He ruined one of the antique carpets at Lower Loxley and was very cavalier about it.
What happened?
I'm not sure exactly. He spilt something and it's going to have to be sent away to be cleaned. It'll cost a fortune, Elizabeth says. Anyway, he turned up at the stables with a suitcase.
No.
Alistair let him in and promptly phoned Elizabeth to check out his story.
Working his way round the family. Well, he's not coming here.
Sorry, but it won't wear them so tight.
You can't have a floppy riding boot.
There.
There is a great view of your bum from here.
Do you want me to pull the other one off or not?
Sorry.
Okay.
Go on.
Here goes. Oh, damn. I can't get a grip.
Ow!
Ow! Oh, no, and my calf!
Gently.
Oh. Oh.
Ta-da!
Oh, that's better. Oh, my feet. That's it, slave. Relax.
Did you get that Mr. Todd?
Who?
The cunning fox.
Of course.
Are you tired, honey?
Yeah, but in a nice way. I've done a lot this week.
Yeah, you're amazing.
I am rather impressive, aren't I?
Very. And you look so full. You know, beautiful like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a bloom in your cheeks.
Right
here.
That fresh air.
Yeah, and another one.
Here. I don't smell too horsey.
Oh, I like it.
Sorry.
Do you,
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.